Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being with me on this Wednesday. And we are getting ready for what we call our Amplify product sizzle call. And so this is the 3rd of November, 2021. And I thought with our topic for this morning being the new product Earth, I would say welcome, Earthlings, to the call. The call where having your mind in the toilet is a good thing, because we talk about digesting a lot and how do we get power from our food. I remember a thought that I had one time when my digestion was horribly compromised by being poisoned with carbon monoxide. And it led to intense diarrhea, roasting and freezing, very rapid weight loss. People thought that I was going to expire. I remember going to the doc for a diagnosis about the 5th time as this was all occurring. And he had run a test on me, and he was going to give me the result of the test. And he said, I still don't know what's wrong with you. And he could tell I was disappointed. And he really sobered me up in a hurry. He said, you didn't want what I was testing you for, which I assume now is probably stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, something like that. And we did finally figure it out that it had actually killed the entire lining of my gut. And so had to start back over by wiping out every single part of my microbiome with strong antibiotics and then eating very, very carefully. Very, very simply. And so that really kind of comes to a thought that I had back then and have looked for ever since. And I think I have hope that what we're introducing right now with the product Earth is this thing. And what I was realizing at the time was that I almost needed a pre-digested food or a digestion-assisted food. Something like that. And I remember my brother-in-law, who is a compounding pharmacist, saw this happening to me. And he knew I was, you know, under the, you know, watchful eye of physicians at the time. And he said, well, what are they doing for you nutritionally? I said, well, what do you mean? Nobody brought it up. And he said, you've got to get some power from somewhere. And this is what's on the market, you guys. And really, this is where I think, or at least one of the things that we're stepping into right now. I bet you a bunch of you on the call have heard of or even used the two products called Boost or Ensure. And what I found back then when I would swallow a can of that, you know, it kind of tasted like a milkshake, which was interesting. But in about 20 minutes, I would get a little, I actually started calling it liquid ambition because I felt like I could get up off of the couch and do something. Literally was having a power failure. Couldn't get anything out of the food I eat. And I coined a couple of concepts back then, or a couple of thoughts, pre-digested food being one of them. But I remember talking to myself and I thought, well, you know, everything I eat turns to poop. I thought, well, and now I think about that a little bit more, and actually it wasn't. It was turning to diarrhea. And I began to realize as I started studying what was happening to me that if you have the wrong kind of bacteria inside of you, instead of your food being broken down and digested, it's going to rot. Huge difference between digesting your food and have it rot or ferment within you. Gigantic difference. And then another little term that came across my mind at that time, because I thought maybe I would never, ever be able to make another one. And I thought, what a blessing it is to be able to make finely crafted extended food pellets. the term, and that still rattles around in my brain from those days. Finely crafted expended food pellets. If you've ever been in a situation in your life or been around someone who could not make them, it becomes a precious capability. And so I realized also that there, and more and more realized, you know, because I told you it's sugar harvest in our valley right now, and the biggest trucks and the biggest sugar factories in the world are right here near my home. And I made a lot of trips carrying sugar to that sugar factory. And people are always saying, well, is your product FDA approved? You know, stuff like that. And I think, okay, well, they're geniuses. They're still subsidizing sugar. I don't know if they've gotten done subsidizing tobacco yet or not, but somebody's got to stop and think. You know, because those overall national policies have a big effect in the world as far as what's grown. The biggest cash crop in our area. We also have dry edible beans, which are nice and healthy. Corn, which is a livestock feed, but, you know, that's got the genetically modified organism where we put the gene that allows, you know, the different plants to be able to survive when Roundup is put on them. That was first found in corn. Those kind of things are you know, they affect everything going forward. And so here we are at this moment in time where we are being introduced to a product called Earth. So it's very broad spectrum. It's kind of like, okay, let's just think, you know, what's the power of one more right thing, or what could you possibly be missing that is a very, you know, parts per million, parts per billion sort of a nutrient. Or a macronutrient, macro or micro, what could be put into a product like that that would be extremely likely to catch a large part of the people who have digestive issues? What would that look like? And so you're going to run into situations because, you know, you're involved in Amplify and you're representing this product line, and you're going to wind up being the person who is discovered by someone who has, like I did back then, looked everywhere, you know, left no stone unturned trying to figure out what's wrong with you and thinking that, okay, if this keeps going, you know, I'm going to shrink away and leave the planet. And it may be things like that doc was looking for in me, or maybe what actually was wrong with me. I bet you all of you are interacting with people who literally cannot get any power from their food. So let's just revisit that little statement for a second. Everything I eat turns to poop. Well, it doesn't, does it? It turns to three things. It turns into the energy that you burn, that you move with. We talked about that last week. It turns into the body that you have, that you treasure, your temple. And the remnant turns into poop. And all three of those things are what your food does. That's why we eat. So just play with some things in your mind. You know, I bet everybody on the call has heard of superfoods before. Well, what if you didn't eat anything that wasn't a superfood? You know, what if you were using concepts like intermittent fasting and you ate, you know, one or two small meals a day and tried to have a good share of the day when your digestive tract was resting and recovering and clearing out? You know, then when you did eat, what if you had the idea in your mind that everything you put in your mouth was a superfood? Remember, we've talked before about the most important filter in your health is the one between your hand and your mouth. And so what if you really thought about that and said, okay, if I'm going to consume it, I'm going to have a reason for it, and it's going to be something that I feel is really, really important for my health. So then you come to Amplify. You come to the Amplify product line, and you ask yourself one product at a time, and then the product line as a whole, do these things get to go through that filter? Are these things I'm going to select to consume to benefit my creation of energy, creation of my body, and healthy excrement, healthy digestive system? And I think that the answer is yes. You know, what we have is an answer to everybody. And so everyone is someplace on the spectrum or the continuum of doing that all better or worse. And there are benefits to getting better, but if you're really, really in trouble, running across one of us who knows the things that we know and have the tools in our hands that we have, and the tools I know are coming to us, is a precious thing. And I want you to understand that you are really important. The information that you carry in your mind and in your life that you're an example of is really important and valuable. Your skills as a network marketer, someone who has the courage to raise the conversation when somebody's in trouble instead of just empathizing and say, boy, my heart's with you, I hope you do better, instead to be able to say, and by the way, this is just, I think, a good idea, a great idea. You don't want to take, I don't want to take responsibility for somebody's health. It's not like I have something that's going to help you. I have something that's going to make you better. It's more like, what's the most valuable thing you've found so far in dealing with this problem? And do you think you and I could put our heads together and get an even better result? You know, is there a chance that I could get invited on the team that you are putting together to get yourself even more high performance? If you're already a great athlete, super healthy, then what's even better than that? What's better than fine? Oftentimes folks will think they're going to shorten the conversation by saying, well, I'm fine. Okay, well, what's better than fine? You know, is the unlimited version of yourself available to you yet? So I think that's kind of the answer. I think this product line, and now Earth we're speaking about specifically today, has the attributes that we're looking for in that superfood-only diet. And so a lot of the things that are in there are things that you might want to pick up as, you know, macros, not just in supplements, but in macros as well. But then you kind of think about, okay, what's missing? And I think that's what we're looking for in these answers. So we have kind of a plant-based whole food product, fiber, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and, you know, those are the things that are in here. And it's something that's going to push the old, wasted, nasty stuff out of your system, give you a clean start, daily support, lead to a healthy set point, healthy weight, healthy energy, more like the unlimited version of yourself. So I was trying to think of something to make it fun for you as an example about maybe somebody else that in history has come up with that. And I enjoy survival things and have been through a lot of various survival schools. And I was watching a program where a guy's the name of it is Primal Survivor. In this particular episode, he had learned from the Cree Indians in northern Canada how to survive by interacting with caribou through a long winter. And what he carried with him for the times when he couldn't find anything to eat were the long bones of the caribou. And I'll tell you the next one in a minute, because that's really the punchline. So with the long bones, everything stayed frozen. You could walk around carrying it on your body, and it's so cold that everything stays frozen up there. Or the caribou or the reindeer over in, you know, Finland and Norway and those places live, but break that bone and eat tomorrow. What an energy-rich, broad-spectrum thing that would be, kind of like Earth. The other part of, and nothing goes wasted from, you know, in those kind of indigenous tribes especially, nothing's wasted from an animal that's harvested. And I bet you when you're walking through the store, you've seen a product called tripe here and there, and you think, well, that's, you know, ethnic delicacy maybe, but I wouldn't want to put it in my mouth. That's one of the things that the Cree Indians would carry, was the stomach lining and contents, and they'd let that freeze, and they could pull it out and have that as an energy-rich snack along the way. Well, what's going to be in there? everything. Everything's going to be in there. It's kind of like the Earth product. You're going to have all that stuff that you want, fiber, enzymes. Remember the pre-digestive content. What's going to be more pre-digestive than stomach content? And try it. That caribou digs down through the snow, and he's not really looking for the grass or the twigs or the sprouts. I'm sure he'll eat those too, but what he's really looking for is the lichens growing on the rock. So you think about the tundra. There's, you know, no apparent plant in sight, but there's things growing on the rock. That's what they dig down and eat. That's their skill, is to dig down through the snow and get that high energy from the lichens down there, you know, below the snow. So in our Earth product, we're going to have all these spectacular things that are very, very broad spectrum, super healthy kinds of things. You know, the organic green blend, the thing that the beetroots, I was telling you we have sugar beets here. We take all the sugar out of it, and then the healthy part of the root is fed to the cattle. It comes out in trucks that are spinning, leaving the factory. And that's the fiber and that part. And then the tops are returned to the soil to enrich the soil. And the only thing that humans eat is the sugar. You know, it's a crazy world. And certainly, you know, FDA, government policy, you know, the sad standard American diet, those kind of things. We're also going to have soil-based organisms, the microbial strains from the soil that are going to be in there. And you know, think, okay, what happens to the things in our soil? Well, when we grow the beets here, one of the challenges we have is rhizoc or rhizoctonia. So what do? We can fumigate the soil, or we can put on a product called Temic. And I may be archaic because it's been, you know, 30-some years since I was involved in that. But those things kill all the microbiome in the soil. So instead, we're looking to fulvic and humic acid, the things that are, and the living microbe strains. So now we have a probiotic in our product line. Before, we had prebiotic fiber. We had postbiotic short-chain fatty acids in the BioMyX, and I kept thinking, well, sooner or later we're going to get, you know, a probiotic. And so we have the pre and post, but not the pro, and now we have the pro in the Earth product, which is the beneficial living bacteria. And so it's really becoming more complete. The product line is becoming more complete. And so the concept of metabolic syndrome, where you can't get power from your food or you can't make yourself from your food, that's the common term now. We're literally in a place where we can maybe jumpstart or work around that or give a person a chance to stay alive until they heal, maybe until the whole new concept comes together. And what do we do together on this call? We look at a different way of thinking about what we consume and a product line that can help us do it. I wanted to highlight just for a moment a couple of things. The lining of the gut is protected by the mucosa. You know, in the stomach, if we get enough mucus in there that we can have stomach acid. It comes right out of our blood when we need it, and then it's neutralized when the bolus of food leaves the stomach, goes into the intestine, then the base things made in the liver. So the bile is base, and it neutralizes the stomach acid so we don't burn ourselves, you know, out. And we get back to a near neutral for all the microbiome to go to work in the rest of the digestive tract. But the boab fruit helps support the gut mucosa. That's one of the things that's in there. Another thing I wanted to highlight was the organic mushroom blend. And I was listening to Dr. Eric Naputi speak about this product, and he kind of highlighted the vasodilation, which would be accomplished by something like cordyceps. The mushrooms in our organic mushroom blend are cordyceps, reishi, king trumpet, shiitake, lion's mane, and turkey tail. And I just happen to know that there's some interesting things going on mushroom-wise in our future, I hope. as well. So we're really coming into our own as a product line. So why are those things so important? And he didn't mention about the long, medium, and short chain polysaccharides. And I think that's one of the most important things to highlight about a mushroom blend. So you think about real long chain polysaccharides. What are those? Things like fructooligosaccharide, FOS. Maybe you've heard about that as a digestive support and a home for the microbiome. That's the long chain ones. And then you've got other ones that are an irritant to the, you know, why do we get such an immune response from using mushrooms? One of the reasons is that our white blood cells, the macrophages, have little outcroppings on them that are sensing things around them, and they respond to what they don't recognize. Well, some of those polysaccharides are an irritant to the outcropping on the macrophage and cause it to be more alert looking for trouble. It just heightens the awareness of the immune system. Doesn't make it overactive, doesn't let it be underactive or be asleep. It asks it to look at what's going on around it. Then that macrophage is a general of the array of immune cells and can ask for more of them or ask them to do something specific. To notice, mark, attack, kill, and eat things that are pathogenic to us. Here's another one, you know, probably very few people on this call or anywhere know about this, but our dear favorite biochemist, Rick Deitch, sent me an article years ago, about 10.5 years ago right now, and it had to do with the cells that go wrong and what they have to do in order to succeed. So if you have a mutant cell in your body, it actually has a point in its development, which is called adhesion, or you could call it angiogenesis. I was listening to someone who is a specific doctor that focuses on angiogenesis or the creation of blood circulatory system. Obviously, we want great angiogenesis in our system, but we do not want it to be stolen. We don't want it to be hijacked. How does something like a tumor hurt you? Well, it's going to steal your food. It's not going to respect boundaries. It's going to excrete in you, and it has no place to go. It doesn't have a way of getting out, so it's going to literally, if it's in your brain, it's going to poop in your brain. If it's in your lungs, it's going to poop in your lungs. And so we don't want that to succeed. And one of the things that tumor had to do along the way was to steal your blood supply, to create a blood supply of its own. That's called adhesion. Easy way to think about and remember that is a human embryo in the uterus has to go to the wall and establish a blood supply in order to succeed and become a baby human. That also is called adhesion. A tumor does the same thing, except we don't want it to. It begins to create something within it that isn't useful, that isn't going to be another human, that doesn't respect us as an organism or an organization. And so, just so happens, and this happens to be a mushroom that, the one in the study was Garrigus blazei. So it was a short chain of Garrigus blazei muriel, but I suspect that in that array of organic mushrooms we have, cordyceps, reishi, king trumpet, shiitake, lion's mane, and turkey tail, there would be a similar short-chain polyoligosaccharide that inhibits the adhesion of a cell that wants to grow itself and hurt us. It inhibits it getting a blood supply. I remember, it just happened to be at that time, I was at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and I was interacting with one of the oncologists there and talking about the mechanisms of the things that they were suggesting, and I I ask, well, what if you could go way upstream, and when it was only a cell or two, and it was attempting to establish a blood supply at the stage of adhesion, what if you could stop it there? And I remember the answer was, that would be brilliant, but we don't have anything like that. And I literally had in my hand a study about a particular oligosaccharide from mushrooms that did exactly that. And that's the kind of thing we get by being involved in network marketing. We get way, way out in front, so far out in front that oftentimes people can't believe it or imagine that what we have is true, but that's the way it goes. That's what we've got. Those are the things that I wanted to highlight, at least a few of them this morning. And I did have one question before the call started, and that was from Sandra, and it was about, what if somebody has a beer belly? What do they do? It's kind of the, you know, the opposite of shrinking away. Instead of shrinking away, you know, you get too big. And if you've got a beer belly, guess what else you've got? You've got a fatty liver. You've got a fatty pancreas. Well, what does this product line do? One of the things it does is gets fats moving again. You start doing healthy fats and healthy lipids. Lipid metabolism is increased. You know, when you look at Biomyx and Vanthohumol in our Happy Humol product and the Happy Tides, I mean, those are the three things that are in the triad, the gut health triad. Those are all going to have to do with that problem. And so I get calls, and you will too, where people are in big trouble. That's what we spent the first part of this call on. But what if somebody says, okay, I'm using the product, but I'm still gaining weight, or my beer belly is still there? You may have to get more serious. You might have to get more strict with yourself. The things we're talking about are right. They're gentle. It's not like you're taking a pharmaceutical that's going to block you from being able to absorb any food or be able to, you know, to block some hormones, something like that. It's going to reestablish the healthy way of doing things. And you might have to go through the crazy experience of telling your body no when it wants to do something. What a concept. And you might actually go through withdrawal symptoms. You know, as we look forward in time and we begin to get a new product in our hands and we start to excrete the heavy metals, there'll be a few people where their body says, gee, I was using that mercury, I want it back. And their body's going to give them some sort of a withdrawal symptom. And so you just have to say, the reason we're doing this together, let's just talk about it. We don't want to have a beer belly. We don't want to shrink away and literally go into wasting where we lose all of our body mass, get too much or too little. We want our set point to be just right. That's what we want. And that's the way that we think and work here. That's what we've got. And I do expect, you know, don't have earth in my hands yet, haven't swallowed any, but many of the things that are in it I've discovered on my own over the years, and I bet most of you have too. And now we're getting it in a product that is in a format where we can actually create income and a group by doing it. We can create an organization of people around these products, just like we create an organism by eating good things. And it's a wonderful thing. We can create these organizations of people that are attractive. You know, what's the thing that's happening for us here? We're attracting great people, very brilliant minds, brilliant products. We literally are getting out on the leading edge. We're putting things together in ways that no one has seen them put together before. When we get our fabulous VLI Detox product here, genius will be created. Remember, genius can be created when two highly developed areas of study, that would be the building blocks of good health and removing the stumbling blocks that keep them from going together right. When those two things meet, and then also meet with the concept of network marketing, sort of have a three-way marriage there. Two giant product concepts and the storytellers. That's you. genius will be created. I just know it's happening. It is happening. The pieces of it are all genius of, in and of themselves. But when you put it together, I think it will be a spectacularly expansive. And so the answer to Sandra's question was, you do these things. You know, you become part of these groups. You start thinking like this. You say, okay, I don't want to carry around a whole bunch of weight as I age. I know weight's going to be an enemy. And I don't have to look very far to find someone that can't produce energy or that's so heavy that and so ill that getting from the bed to the wheelchair to the potty and back is a huge effort. We have to be light and fast and strong and retain the attributes of a younger organism going forward. And this is where we're turning to do it. This is the group of people we're going to do it together with. Many of us are starting at the age 70 and beyond, especially if you're on this call this morning. That's probably who's with me. I understand that. You know, we've watched people make that trip from 70 to 90 in front of us, and oftentimes it's not very easy to do. And we would like to have a different result, and this is where we go to do it. That's what I got for you this morning. That was longer than usual. Certainly anyone can star six, open their lines, add to, take us a different direction, whatever you'd like to do.
Chip, this was a great call. It gave us a whole new perspective on looking at what we have before us, looking at it from a total different view from what the pharmaceuticals do, and the fact that what we have in our hands is what the world needs to hear. So it was a great challenge before us to take this and run with it, recognizing that what we've got is what the body needs, the body wants, and we have the answers for that. And so you did a great job, my friend. This was a great call. And I appreciate your skill and your knowledge in sharing that with us. Good job, Chip.
Thank you so much. It really is a fun topic. I mean, how do you make it digest in a fun topic? I hope we achieve that when we get together on Wednesday morning.
You got it. You do it. Good job. All right, I got to run. I got a truck waiting for me, so I'll talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you. Good job.
All right, that was our call for the morning. One more. Anybody else? One more thing.
Yeah, Chip, I've got one quick question. Sent me a old text and whatever with a picture of, like, I think it's one of the chocolates or whatever, like Milky Way or whatever, and on the ingredient page at the very bottom, it says something like bioengineered something. In other words, that we're being added into our food supply. You know, when we take stuff like that, we don't really know what they mean by that or what's going on. Sort of like all the other things that we seem to find ourselves. So if we can take this type of a product, are we going to be able to likely get rid of or reverse any of this stuff that's being stuffed into our food? And I'm wondering, even with all the preservatives that we've had in our food for years and years and years, if not taking as much of that and taking something like this is going to see some huge benefits.
Well, I think you and your son both know or already suspect that the answer is yes, and oftentimes those things, you know, you think about, you know, the friend with the beer belly problem or the sugar thing. What are you looking for if you're, you know, in the marketing department of one of those big food companies and you're all FDA just fine? You know, you're looking for something that's addictive, that people will come back to over and over again and really can't resist. And so when you begin to get clean and running clean, hopefully feeling and being like that, the old saying, you know, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. And I think, you know, that's maybe oversimplification, but light and fast and strong, to be, you know, efficient and alive and full of power, that you can feel your body's making power on demand when you need it. I still love that statement about the gut health triad equals power on demand when you need it. It came from my friend Brian Michnick on the back of the ski boat when he asked, you know, what our product line was. And I told him a little bit, and he said, oh, I get it. Power on demand when you need it. And also it would be macros and micros. And so what you just said, Howard, is ideally you wouldn't use these products as an antidote to bad behaviors and bad intake, but to use it in conjunction with other good decisions. Literally looking at everything that you put in your mouth and say, is this a superfood? Does it pass the hand-to-mouth test? And the benefits from that should be so dramatic. And you should begin to see, kind of sadly, a divergence. I know a lot of you are seeing this already. You see a divergence between the health that you have and the health of those around you that are your peers. And it's because you've been doing this for a long time, many of you decades. And as we look, you know, we start finding these things, and we're just at a point of accelerated discovery, I think, Howard. That makes sense to you?
Yep. I'm hoping that this comes out pretty quick. I think they said around the 11th. Is that what you've heard delivered?
Yes. I saw the 15th the other day, but it's, you know, it's knocking on the door, and we're speaking about it before we've got it. Kind of a strange thing with these Wednesday calls up, and I'm talking about something that I haven't held in my hand yet. So going back in history or ingredients to kind of anticipate what we've got. And that's what we did this morning, to anticipate what I believe is coming to us. A highly well-selected pre-digested or digestion-assisted or digestion-assistive product.
Sounds good. Thanks for your info.
Yeah, well, I always enjoy you guys. Thank you so much for participating in the call. Did I have one more there?
I got a quick question.
Oh, yes, you got a quick question. Who's that?
Are you guys Jerry?
Jerry? Okay, I got you.
Okay, I just wanted to know, when you were talking about all the mushrooms, were you talking about the immunity product, or what product were you talking about? Is that in the earth?
That would have been my very first discovery of that way back when. Niken had an immunity product, and I remember.
Yeah.
So that was the very first place that I got exposed to medicinal mushrooms, and then a couple of other places along the way. And so there's now here it is arriving as part of the Earth product, and I think we may.
Oh, okay.
I expect that we'll further develop that concept as the product line goes. I did enjoy one of the things that Dr. Eric Napudi said in his presentation about this. He said, this is Earth, the 2021 version, and we intend to continuously improve the product line and each product within it. And so I like that thought. Like
gotcha.
That thought.
Thank you.
All right. That was it for this morning, you guys. We went long.
Can I ask one quick question?
Yep. Good.
This is Gail Braxton.
Okay.
You also referred to triad. There was a video that Dr. Napudi also explained how you determine how much you need in the various scoops in the microbiome, in the humor and all. Do you know where that video is? Because I'm talking to someone about the product, but I need to be able to help explain it, and I wanted that video to help explain it.
You might, as a place to start looking, there is a place called, and you just go search on Google I think it's everybodyneedsthis.com maybe. Everybodyneedsthis.com, and I think it's Napudi speaking about triad that might, I think he might cover some of the dosage. And obviously, these are all food source things, so you're not going to get in trouble with any of it. You may get a huge benefit from a tiny bit, but there may be additional dose-related benefits where you can increase the amount that you're taking and get additional benefit. That's what I suspect. That's what I expect, is that there will be benefits from taking the labeled amount, but there, I think there will be additional benefits from consuming more if you choose to. And if you're in a situation where you're in a crisis and you need to get a big difference in a short time, that's a great experiment to do. That's another answer to Sandra's question. If the guy's got the beer belly, you might do the tryout 2-3 times a day, even 4. And I do believe that there'll be additional benefits with the product line using more. Eventually, you run up against a financial barrier. But just this way of thinking is also there. So whether it's the products or just what you're eating out of your fridge or what you're picking up in the supermarket, think this way as you're making your selections in life. So I hope that helps, Gail.
Yes, it does. Thank
you. I'm really going to quit.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to end the recording. Thank you guys so much for being with me. It really is an encouragement. And it's fun to prepare for these, and to have you guys interested in participating is precious to me. So I'm going to...